Just hold it like this? Yes? Okay. This is a story called Frog on His Own. It is about a little boy named John, and John went for a walk with his dog named Trixie and his two pet frogs to the city park. Once they were in the city park, they saw lots of nice butterflies, and the butterflies pointed them in the right direction. Trixie wanted to chase the butterflies, but they were too high up in the air. They went under the large tree and continued along their way, but left a frog behind. The frog was very happy to be left behind with the butterfly because he could play games with the butterfly. The frog tried to attack one of the flowers with his very, very long tongue. He's a silly frog. The frog managed to get an insect out of the flower, and that was very happy because he was very happy because that was his dinner. Oh no, the frog became very full after eating the insect and didn't feel very well. Oh, the insect flew away because his stomach was too full and his dinner was gone. There were two people in the city park and they were having a picnic lunch. They were having nice coffee and other things. The couple were speaking to each other, and all of a sudden, the frog started to climb into the picnic basket. The lady didn't realize that the frog was in the picnic basket, and she continued to search for her food. All of a sudden, the frog leaped out and grabbed her elbow. They both screamed, and the man dropped his teacup. They were startled. The lady got very upset and threw the teacup at the frog, but luckily the frog leapt to safety into the water. The man was rolling around laughing because he thought it was so funny. The frog watched the boy sail his sailboat in the pond from a safe distance. He had had a busy day. There was a lady nearby reading a book on a bench. All of a sudden, the sailboat looked like so much fun, the frog decided to leap into it. The boy wasn't sure what was going on, and he became nervous. Oh, the frog was too heavy for the sailboat, and it started to sink into the pond. The boy was not very happy about that. He started to sob and cry, and his mom had to go into the water and save the sailboat. The frog swam away, and once he got to the bank of the pond, started to watch a lady and her baby who was in a carriage. The lady was reading a magazine, and while a cat guarded the carriage, and the frog decided it was a good idea to leap into the carriage, into the baby's carriage. The baby was dressed up in a rabbit outfit, and the frog and the baby made friends. The lady, the mother, hadn't noticed that her baby was talking to the frog, but the cat did and started to walk around. The cat was trying to tell the mother that there was a frog in the baby's carriage. However, she was still paying attention to her magazine. The frog started to drink out of the baby's bottle, and the baby was not very happy about this. The cat jumped after the frog, and the frog grabbed the bottle because he was so scared. The lady was really frightened because her baby started to cry, and while the baby was wailing and the mother was starting to yell at the frog jumped over the trash bin and the cat ran after it. The carriage had been turned over and the bottle and the magazine were on the ground. The cat almost got the frog's leg and he grabbed it and then put him to the ground, but the cat wasn't sure what to do with the frog because the frog looked so nice. The cat all of a sudden was frightened by the little boy's dog who started to growl and bark at the frog. The frog was very happy that he had such nice friends. The little boy and the turtle yelled at the cat to go away, and the cat ran away. The four friends walked back home again after a big, long day in the park, tired and happy and ready to go home.
That was the funny part.